5-Minute Mystery.
How are things progressing on the Stets case? The missing woman been located yet?
No, I'm afraid not, O'Malley. Not a sign since she disappeared last Tuesday night.
How's the husband taking it?
As well as can be expected. He's got several thousand set up for ransom just in case. I'll get it. Inspector Fitzmaurice speaking.
Inspector, this is Howard Stets. Could you come over right away? It's very important.
What is it?
A big box just arrived at my house. Not over 15 minutes ago. It's supposed to be some fishing tackle I had stored up for the winter.
Well, what about it?
Inspector, it's not the fishing tackle. It's too heavy. I haven't had nerve enough to open it, but I think it might be a body.
Here, let's turn this end up.
From the Caldwell Storage Company, Midville, PA, first class special.
I didn't want to open it, Inspector, until you arrived.
How long ago did you say this arrived?
About 6. My sister Abby received it.
But I didn't think of this being anything but Howard's fishing equipment until the man who brought it in said something about it being mighty heavy.
I hope I'm wrong, Inspector, but something told me to expect the worst.
I'll soon find out. Really wrapped up tight. I'll break these flaps. Let's see. Holy mackerel.
It's Claire.
Good heavens. I knew it. I knew those devils would try something like this.
Oh, I can't bear it. I can't.
Mr. Stets, are you expecting this box from the storage company?
Yes, I was. I usually have my fishing equipment stored up for the winter. I wrote them a few days ago.
Oh, don't you see, Inspector? Whoever killed Claire must have known about Howard's expecting this package. They hoped he'd just put it away in the basement, maybe, and not ever think.
Yes, I'm afraid it wouldn't have looked so good for you, Mr. Stets.
How long do you think she was dead, Inspector?
The coroner will have to set that, but I'm afraid she didn't have a chance.
You mean she's been dead since Tuesday, since she disappeared?
That's the way it looks to me.
But if anyone wanted her money, they wouldn't have to kill her. Why didn't they just ask for a ransom?
Maybe this party was the one party that couldn't get a ransom.
Why, what do you mean by that, Inspector? I'd have paid anything to get Claire back safely. Anything.
But you couldn't pay yourself ransom, Mr. Stets. Nor could your sister, for that matter.
Why, what are you driving at, Inspector?
Just this, Mr. Stets. I'm holding you and your sister for the murder of your wife.
Why did the inspector arrest these two for murder? Do you know the clue? In a moment, we'll hear, but first...
Oh, can't I? You did a nice job of fixing up that package to make it look like a first-class special parcel. But that package never even went through the mails. It was here in this house all the time, waiting for you to spring it. It may interest you two to know that the United States Post Office will not accept first-class packages weighing over 70 pounds. It's pretty obvious that any human body crated up tips the scales way over that.